Hi, and welcome to this week's edition of McDonald's What's Brewing with ninth-year defensive tackle Jonathan Babineau as our guest. 9 years?
9 years, Wes.
How fast does this go?
Man, they go by real fast.
I mean, it seems just like yesterday, doesn't it?
It does. You know, coming in as a little pup in the league, didn't know what to expect, knew I was coming on a good team, and, you know, now I'm in my ninth year. You know, time has flown by so fast that, you know, while the time I do have it, you know, I just try to enjoy every moment that I can.
When you get to this stage of your career, do you treat a season differently than you did maybe earlier in your career where you think, I'm going to play a long time? Is there a certain mark where you get to in the league where you go, you know what, okay, now this is different the rest of the way?
Well, I think as a young pup, you know, you take things for granted. You know, like, yeah, I'm going to be here for 4 years. I signed a 4-year contract as a rookie. I'm going to be here 4 years. But as you get older, you see the bigger picture and you see what the league is all about. And it's definitely all about production and staying healthy. Mm-hmm. And I learned that throughout my years. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do the things I do and produce.
Jonathan, if you've got a specialty as a defensive lineman in this league, it's probably tackles for loss. I mean, you've been one of the leaders in the NFL since you broke in the league. You were one of the leaders last year alone. What's the key to success in being a good tackles for loss guy as an inside guy?
Well, basically, it all boils down to watching film, first and foremost, knowing your opponent and studying your opponent. And then when it's game time, you tend to read your opponent's stands or hear certain things that they might be saying and catch on. And the faster that you catch on and learn things, the faster you can play and go out there and do the things that you need to do.
You talk about film prep. How much of it is film? A lot?
I would say throughout the week, you know, I think most of the preparation for a game is about anywhere from 50 to 75%. You know,
right.
I think it's real big. I think you get a jump on your opponent before you even get to them on the film by knowing what they do on film. So, you know, just keep studying film over and over again. You might not see it the first time, but if you watch it over and over again, you might tend to find some type of tendency.
Coaches use the term self-scout when they look at their own teams. Mm-hmm. Do players self-scout themselves?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I got to look at film myself and look at myself, okay, am I leaning if I'm going a certain direction, or how is my stance when I'm, you know, doing this or doing that? So everything is all on film studying. You got to make sure that you're bettering yourself and also making sure that you're prepared on Sundays.
All right. Now, why are you so good at tackles for loss and maybe other guys not so much? What is it that you bring that maybe other guys don't have
looks? You really want to know my trick, though?
Sure.
Basically, I feel like I'm supposed to make the play.
Okay.
No matter what position I'm in. Like, if I'm, like, in high school, I was a linebacker. So I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to make the play. Mm-hmm. But now, switching over from college, going to D-line, then to D-tackle, it's like, I still want to make the play. You know, why can't I make the play? So, you know, I do things to let my voice be known out there, though.
So it's want to.
Definitely. It's All definitely right. want.
Let's change gears here for a second. You, in 8 years here, you've not only established yourself as a leader of this team, but you've also established yourself as one of the leaders in the community representing this organization. That's pretty important to you, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, coming from my upbringing and being humble and the way I was raised by my mom, you know, I was always taught to give back, and, you know, I'm in a position to do so, and I should be giving back. So, you know, I do it. And I do it out of the kindness of my heart and not for any type of recognition.
But you don't distinguish to a certain area. I mean, you're all areas, schools, United Way, hospitals, organizations. I mean, there's not many folks in this community in some sort of charitable design that you haven't touched in one way or another, right?
Yeah. Well, I just don't want to limit myself. You know, I don't want to be just set on diabetes and helping diabetes. I want to help everybody along the way. So, you know, I pick and choose along the way and making sure that I'm touching everybody in some type of way.
It's important for the organization, but it's important for you too. What do you tell younger guys about that part of being a player in the National Football League, or being a Falcon in particular?
Well, definitely. I mean, everybody that walks in this door from day one knows that, you know, the Atlanta Falcons are going to be part of this community. And, you know, it's just a big thing that been going on since I've been here, and it's continuing to go on, and rookies definitely don't have a choice, I tell you that. But as a vet, you know, you want to make sure that the rookies are getting out there and younger players are getting out there in the community and let their voice be heard, not just on the field. You know, we're more than football players. Mm-hmm. You know, football is not our life. It's just a part of our life at this moment in time. And, you know, we got to continue to move on as players, as human, as men, to continue to better our lives in many different ways.
All right. What makes this team different? All teams are different.
Right.
What's unique about this team?
Unique about this team is that we have grown over the last 5 years. I mean, there's always different parts, different faces in and out the door each season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once a player comes here, he really grasped on to what we got going on here. And, you know, it's no different from OC and Steven Jackson, you know, coming in the door. They caught on right away, and they just, you know, continue to move on without even taking a hiccup out there.
Young players that have caught your eye in training camp. Because you are an old gray beard.
Right,
now.
Right, yeah. No, I feel like I'm a scout out there while I'm practicing too, doing training camp.
Assessing guys?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Rep, which is a rookie, he was a free agent out of Indiana. He's on the practice squad right now.
Ripogli. Adam Ripogli.
We call him Rep, though.
Rep, yeah, sure. I can understand why.
the kid has a lot of heart. He's a hard worker. Mm-hmm. You know, he showed that. He's dedicated to continue to get better. Also on the offense side, I seen that Strader, 73, which is also a free agent. Mm-hmm. I mean, a big guy and made the team, actually made the 53-man roster. So, you know, it's two young players that really caught my eye throughout the training camp, and I'm sure that they're going to continue to grow into some good football players.
Young guys bigger than they were when you were young?
Yeah, I was looking at Strader. I was like, man, like this kid is tall. I mean, we got some tall rookies this year, but, you know, it doesn't matter to me what height they are. Uh-huh. You know, can you line up in front of me is the key.
Okay. The Falcons win in New Orleans if?
We do everything necessarily to prepare up to the game.
Hmm.
Little details, not the big things. You know, the game really breaks down itself to about three or four plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been doing this for a long time. You see
two or three, four
plays, you see that
right.
That changed the game or that made the game. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's all about not making so many mistakes, but minimize them and making sure that we're doing everything possible to win on Sunday.
All right, we're going to do something this year on what's brewing called third and short.
All right.
Four or five things. I'll just throw a term out there. You give me an answer. Short thoughts, okay?
Gotcha.
USS Babineau, good nickname, bad nickname?
Good.
Okay, good, huh? I won there. Why the number 95?
I didn't have a choice. As a rookie, I came in, that was the number I had. I was like, okay, well, let's go.
Okay. What should we know about Port Arthur, Texas, your hometown?
That it has one of the biggest, largest refineries in the world.
Okay. Three people that you'd like to play golf with one day in the same foursome, you and three others?
Myself, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, and I definitely want to see Charles Barkley swing.
Place you'd like to visit?
Place I like to visit. I would like to go to Africa one day.
Okay. And finally, one thing you want to accomplish?
One thing I want to accomplish is getting the Super Bowl ring, baby.
That's it?
That's it. What else is there to accomplish?
I don't know. That's all for What's Brewing.
That's all for What's Brewing, baby.
Thanks, Babs. Jonathan Babineau this week in McDonald's What's Brewing.